Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Now, this is what independent, member-led broadcasting is all about. On Sunday, the competitive spirit that lies at the heart of football faced an existential threat. That's a Monday football podcast, which you guys all heard. On Monday, though, the football world rallies around and starts landing shots left, right and centre. That's got to be a Tuesday football podcast. On Tuesday night, the entire project comes crashing down, leaving the billionaire owners of Europe's biggest clubs humiliated and running for cover. Well, that's just got to be a Wednesday football podcast. Our members asked for it, and they got it. A history-making 3 football pods in a row already this week on the World Service, and we're only at Wednesday. Hi, Murph.
Just unbelievable, Owen. Like, we just took the rule book out, flung it out the window and lit it on fire as it was going out the window.
That was a bit extreme.
That's how little respect for the podcast rule book we had this week.
Oh, it has been absolutely amazing. I mean, this story has given us everything over the last couple of days, including the most hotly contested edition of this slot that we've ever had.
Administrator of the week.
Murph, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to give a spoiler and say that Florentino Perez, the first and last president of the European Super League, has dramatically missed out on the coveted administrator.
It's been a bad week all around.
Oh my word.
Just puts the tin hat in it.
Put it this way, Andrea Agnelli doesn't even get a look in despite getting called a snake by his daughter's godfather, Seferin in UEFA. That's not even enough to get him the nod. Not even Ed Woodward stepping down at Old Trafford was enough to win it this week. There was so much competition. The honour could only go to Liverpool's owner, John Henry, who issued the following grovelling apology this morning.
I want to apologise to all the fan supporters of Liverpool Football Club for the disruption I caused over the past 48 hours. Goes without saying, but should be said, that the project put forward was never going to stand without the support of the fans. No one ever thought differently in England. Over these 48 hours, you were very clear that it would not stand. We heard you. I heard you. And I want to apologize to Jurgen, to Billy, to the players, and to everyone who worked so hard at LFC to make our fans proud. They have absolutely no responsibility for this disruption. They were the most disrupted, and unfairly so. This is what hurts most. They love your club and work to make you proud every single day. I know the entire LFC team has the expertise, leadership, and passion necessary to rebuild trust and help us move forward. More than a decade ago, when we signed up for the challenges associated with football, we dreamed of what you dreamed of, and we've worked hard to improve your club. Our work isn't done, and I hope you'll understand that even when we make mistakes, we're trying to work in your club's best interests. In this endeavor, I've let you down. Again, I'm sorry, and I alone am responsible for the unnecessary negativity brought forward over the past couple of days. It's something I won't forget, and shows the power the fans have today and will rightly continue to have. If there's one thing this horrible pandemic has clearly shown, it's how crucial fans are to our sport and to every sport. It's shown in every empty stadium. It's been an incredibly tough year for all of us. Virtually no one unaffected. It's important that the Liverpool football family remain intact, vital, and committed to what we've seen from you globally with local gestures of kindness and support. I can promise you I will do whatever I can to further that. Thanks for listening.
Ah, oh, gee. I mean, hearing that again, it's... I don't know. I don't know what the most amazing moment is. I mean, that's up there. Klopp's pre-match interview is up there. A couple of moments from Gary Neville is up there.
The faceless, spineless owners.
Graham Souness saying, America... Yeah, that's America, but Britain's a proper country.
Britain's a proper country.
Is another one. I mean, a minor moment overall, but you know, it's just...
That was pretty good.
That was more surreal. I've actually forgotten that we haven't even...
Britain's a proper country, at least two of whose members are now thinking of leaving the United Kingdom, of which Great Britain is a part. But listen, that's fine.
I've totally forgotten that the people listening to this one haven't even heard us since that Monday Night Football. So, I mean, there's Tuesday's podcast alone is worth listening to. And then today was just, like, look, pretty much everyone opposed this plan from the start, right? But a lot of smart people thought it would actually get through simply because there was so much money and so much power behind it. But not our Ken. As you heard on Monday, he thought it was just basically too crap an idea to ever become reality. And he was right. Kenny was in top form again today.
That they could just go away and work out together this big plan and make all these major decisions and then come back and just present it as a fait accompli, and everyone else would just have to go along with it because apparently they're the owners and whatever they say goes. And people just revolted against this. It's like, no, you can't just do whatever you want. You can't just not take account of what everybody else thinks. It's not just you who are involved here. You've got a piece of paper that says that you own the club, but that's not really the truth. I think it sort of exposed the powerlessness of these very powerful people, you know, in a sense, or how much of their power depends on just the consent, the willingness of everybody to go along with it. Like, you know, like the bystanders outside the Super Value in Colchester who are watching me hacksaw through somebody's bicycle chain. You know, they're like, well, I guess that's just the way things are. I guess that they just must be allowed to do that. You know, that guy's got a hacksaw. He must be entitled to do that. These guys are the owners.
He's got a license for that hacksaw. He must do.
You know, money talks, as they say. Money talks. But instead, what happens is, you know, you get mobs forming outside football grounds. You get, like, people screaming, the vilest abuse. The vilest abuse. There's a place for vile abuse. You know what I mean?
when
nothing else will do, vile abuse.
The one thing to say there is that Ken also said today that he was disappointed. His initial gut reaction this morning, last night really, when the writing was on the wall for this project, was disappointment. The idea had died too quickly for him, but for me, that was part of the drama. You know, you didn't get a chance with this story. You didn't get a chance to become fatigued. Remember how shocking Brexit was, Murph, when the vote actually happened, you know, but then how dulled we all were by the time it became a reality. But no, this is the way. Really high emotion for a really concerted period of time. And then boom, the idea is dead. It's perfect. It's the perfect story.
We could have had, you know, the end of the week on, you know, Chelsea and City leave last night and couple of more kind of stick in for a couple of days, a few more resignations. I mean, we're not asking for 4 years.
Oh, don't worry. There could well be more resignations. The fallout could continue. There will be more coverage of whatever happens from here on in tomorrow and on Friday. But what I've played for you there and what we've been talking about so far, it's just the last 2 days. We've had non-stop coverage of what has been the biggest football story of recent years. Can I call it the biggest football story of recent decades? I think I can call it that.
You can do what you like, Owen. It's your podcast, Jeff.
Again. Real book thrown out the window. It's still on fire out there, so we can do what we want now. You can sign up for €5 a month plus VAT on secondcaptains.com if you want to hear any of our coverage, which I would highly recommend you do. Also tomorrow, it's a brilliant conversation with Oisin McConville and Andrew Trimble on Northern Ireland. We're going to talk about the segregation that exists in society there and how things can potentially move forward. We're also going to hear absolutely fascinating stories from both guys on their own backgrounds. Here's an example. This is from Oisin on growing up in Cross MacLean.
The only thing I would say about this area here was that, you know, it never seemed to be, you know, a Catholic Protestant thing. But we knew that there was a major difference between, as far as we were concerned, us and them. Okay? But the fight that we were having, or the fight that was going on up here, as far as the Troubles were concerned, was the IRA and the Brits. And when your windows used to be blown in on a regular basis, we used to, everybody in the house, we used to all go get our dustpan and brush. We used to take a different window each, sweep up the glass, throw it in the bin. A glazer used to come, put in the window, and 10 minutes later, we get on with our lives as if nothing happened. Mm. Like, I seen things at 7, 8, 9 years of age that I never should have seen in my life.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. That chat was supposed to be today, but developments in the Super League story have... developments being
they've overtaken it a couple of times this week, so who knows.
Yeah, Oisin is a Manchester United super fan, so I'm sure he was listening intently on our
first Ed Woodward now Anthony Martial. I'd say that's Oisin's hit list for Manchester United resignations. Barely a Man United game goes by without him texting me something terrible about Anthony Martial. He just doesn't like the lad.
So you guys are hearing that clip before our members have even heard it. That podcast is going out tomorrow as things stand. But, you know, everything's movable at the moment. There's so much good stuff going on. 5 euro a month plus fat, as I said. Secondcaptains.com is the place to sign up. If not now, then when? Come on, guys. There's amazing stuff happening. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Owen.
Thanks for your patience. Thanks for listening.
Britain's a proper country.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off. They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.